This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? The boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. And by the way, welcome to all of you atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, today. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Yesterday, we were talking about the impeachment process. We were talking about interposition. We were talking about standing in the gap. As U.S. citizens, we know that those that serve we, the people, they're an extension of who we are, because when you read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, we are the government in this country. Our representatives work for us. Under God, we do not work for them. And though they would like to have you believe that you work for them, the fact of the matter is that's what Americans have succumbed to for the most part, and that's why you're being enslaved. That's why you're being oppressed on a daily basis. When you look at the book of Exodus, it's interesting to note that the more that the Pharaoh oppressed the children of Israel, does anybody know the response there, friends? Because my Bible tells me the more they were oppressed, the more they were multiplied. And that's exactly what happens, and that's why they're incrementally, slowly doing what they're doing today. And it is under the judgments of God. Leviticus 26, starting verse 15, and Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, start there and read to the end of chapters on both Leviticus and Deuteronomy, because we are under the judgments of God, no question about it. But the fact of the matter is we want to interpose. We want to stand in the gap, right? In the way that we do that, we do what others are unwilling to do. Those that understand their history, those that understand where they came from, those that understand the founding documents and what our forefathers exhibited in their lives during the time that they were allotted while they bestowed it upon us, their posterity, 240-some years later. And think about this, friends. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Pretty cool stuff. That nation is ordained of God. And that's the reason we are called the light of the world. So as I was just sharing with you, friends, in the book of Exodus, the more Pharaoh, the king of the universe during that time, or so he thought, the more he oppressed the children of Israel, the more they multiplied. Let me say that in the modern version, the modern definition. Okay, I'm not revising it. I'm just updating what he said. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Let their cruelties swell our ranks, friends, because they are. Let me tell you something. Regardless of what you believe, it matters not. It doesn't matter what you believe, friends. I am telling you from firsthand experience, their oppressive measures, corruptions, and those cruelties in which they display on a daily basis towards the people that they're supposed to serve, you better rest assured, friends, that they are growing our ranks. And I'm talking about the ranks of the righteous. I'm not talking about growing the ranks of the wicked, because who are the wicked? Let me equate that to what we've heard so many times from Edmund Burke. You know, evil prevails because good men do nothing. No, that's not true at all. With all due respect to Edmund Burke, friends, that's not true at all. Wicked are defined out as those that know to do good and do it not. When Edmund Burke said, evil prevails because good men do nothing, he didn't think that true because good men do not allow evil to prevail. And I got to tell you, on the other hand, I'm looking at some live feeds right now, so I'm doing much here. But I am so sick and tired of Americans talking about what their government is doing to them, what their government is doing to them. And the fact of the matter is they're only doing what you're letting them get away with, period. And until the American people take that big word upon themselves, responsibility, nothing's going to change. That's why we interpose. And those that are in a position to interpose and stand in the gap between their intended victim and tyranny, I'll tell you what, it's going to continue on. But it's going to stop when the American people actually mean what they say. Mean what you say, friends. Mean what you say under God. Mean what you say when you are the law. And you don't have to walk around with a big stick. You can just walk around, friends, with a little stick until you have to use it. Okay? And the bottom line is there's plenty of opportunity to right the wrongs in this country, and you don't have to go far to do it. But I want to get back to this interposition, and I want to finish it this hour. I tried to do my best yesterday, and I get off on these little tangents of history and these bunny trails by the Holy Ghost that's more important to me than anything else. Do you guys know that during the Nuremberg trials, you remember all those people that did Adolf Hitler's killing for him concerning those gypsies, those dissidents, and those Jews? Do you remember that the first thing that was said by President Harry Truman, you know, the buck stops here, President. The first thing that he said, friends, was this. He said, the laws of God and the laws of man have been transgressed. They have been violated here. And did you notice that during the Nuremberg trials, if you have not gone online and watched them, you need to watch how these people respond. You know what they kept reverting back to? The people that did Adolf Hitler's killing for him. You know what they kept reverting back to? Well, we were just following orders. We were just following orders. Like I was talking about yesterday, we were just doing our job. No, you weren't doing your job. When you look at politicians, and that's a slang word, friends, they're supposed to be statesmen or stateswomen. That's an honorable way of identifying someone that represents we the people. When you're talking about politicians, that's a slang word. That's you're degrading them. And the fact of the matter is we have more politicians than we have statesmen and stateswomen in this country. And if you do have statesmen and stateswomen in your country, or namely in your state, your city, your community, whatever the case is, stand with them because they need your support. Okay? We're talking about interposition here. But friends, what we need to do is go back and understand that when politicians violate their oath, they're working against you, not for you. And I need to reiterate this, that your rights come from God. Okay? That's why our state preambles start out acknowledging God. Our rights come from God. We delegate authority to those that serve we the people. I'm reiterating this point for the new listeners today. We delegate authority to them representatives. We entrust them to serve we the people. And those delegated authorities go to the people that they themselves swore to uphold the Constitution. Now, with that laid, and that being premised upon what I just laid out there and predicated, friends, I want to pick it up from that point on, and we're going to talk about interposition and finish it up this hour. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, going back and forth on live chat as well, friends. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out online, please do, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube, and it will pull up hundreds of videos bringing about answers to America's issues. But you have to be the law to enforce it unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, Isaiah 51, verse 4. There's your answer right there. Also, I want to let you know that if you want to check us out on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E as well. I just had someone text me just now on live chat, why aren't the militias standing up to red flag laws? Well, what I've been saying for a long time, my friend, is that this government, along with the corrupt media, the CIA-controlled media, check out Operation Mockingbird. You'll know what I'm talking about. It's been out there for a long time. But these are the two entities. These are the two groups of people that are working hand in glove to create domestic insurrection in the United States of America. And it's a minority of people that are doing it, trying to promulgate the message to the rest of us that everybody's in on the kill concerning stripping people of their God-given rights. Regardless if it's abortion or your right to bear arms, whatever the case might be, there's a plethora of things we could cover there. If there's red flag laws, I'm answering the question here. If there's red flag laws, first of all, understand they're not laws. Okay, they run antithetical to the U.S. Constitution in direct contrast to our laws. The Constitution will never be construed to disarm the American people, said Samuel Adams. And with that said, if someone comes to your door and knocks on the door and they say to you, we're here to take away your guns, they are no longer there to serve we the people. They have now become agents of the state. That's a fact, because it runs directly against our God-given rights, period. And if these two entities, the media and the politicians, want to continuously push for, let's say, what you talked about, red flag laws, which, again, are unconstitutional, well, I say, you know what? If that's the case, case than politicians, you go door to door. Because the cops that I know across the country aren't going to do it. They're just not going to do it. And as long as those cops aren't going to do it, by the way, those are the cops that are doing their job, because they're there to uphold the Constitution, not to transgress it or to tear it down. This is common sense. There's people all over the country that are beginning to stand up now publicly, national people on a state level, on a federal level, that are saying, we're not going to follow your unlawful dictates. We're not going to do it. Because it counters your very purpose of being in the position of government capacity in any sense of the word. So I wanted to let you know these two groups of people, the media and politicians, are pushing for it. And the very thing that we're talking about right now is interposition. And I just said during the last segment, friends, that there were a lot of people during the Nuremberg trials, friends, that just went along and they said, and they, as a matter of fact, what they did is they blamed Adolf Hitler. They just said, we were doing our job. Well, that didn't pass the muster test, friends, because many of them were executed, okay? And I want you to keep in mind, Adolf Hitler didn't pull the trigger. Those that said they were just doing their job, they were the ones doing the killing for Adolf Hitler. But I want to tell you something, friends. They weren't doing their job. If they were doing their job, they would have stood up to Adolf Hitler. But they didn't. And it's the same thing that we're seeing in this country today, friends, with politicians, folks, and again, every capacity of government today that's just going along with this New World Order agenda. They're not doing their job. They're violating their oaths. So it is for the American people to interpose and to remove them lawfully, Article 2, Section 4, and to charge them. And again, I said the other day, friends, when we started to talk about this is the message that the American people need to send to corruption, not good government, to corruption. We are not going to tolerate your crimes to the smallest jot or tittle. To the act of a misdemeanor concerning the laws that you're supposed to uphold. I'm not talking about scandals. I'm not talking about treason, friends. And treason and these scandals that you have put up with for decades in this country shows how far, friends, you are willing to let it go. That's a fact. And what we've been told under this brand new administration as to how he was going to bring forth prosecutions and special prosecutors, and he was going to drain the swamp, these people are not being removed, they're not being prosecuted, they're not being indicted, they're not being charged. And why is that, friends? Because they're not going to tell on themselves. I just seen someone yesterday thanking Donald Trump for draining the swamp. And I got a question for you. 1-866-582-9933. Who is he removed? Who is he prosecuted? Who is, as I said yesterday, who is Trey Gowdy prosecuted? Who is Jim Jordan prosecuted? Who is Daryl Issa prosecuted, friends? Who have these men prosecuted? Who is the president sick to DOJ on? Because, hey, folks, call me what you will, but I can't name a one. But what I do see is the people that should be prosecuted, the people that were promised to be prosecuted by this administration, folks, they're being promoted. As a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton, if you remember right, Donald Trump on the campaign trail said he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor. 41 seconds into his campaign victory speech, what did he say, friends? He said, the American, quote, unquote, he said, the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. It's what he said. And then once he got into office, friends, about a week and a half later, he was asked, so what was all that about? He said that was political campaign talk. He has no intent in any sense of the word to prosecute the Hillarys, the Clintons' friends. And now look at it. She's talking about ramping up another effort to become the president of the United States of America. She's been busted for treason, selling uranium ore to the Russians. Harry Reid was busted selling uranium ore to the Chinese. Barack Hussein Obama doing the same thing. And friends, that would have been the surest sign to the American people that this was the real deal when he got into office. But the fact of the matter is, he didn't, and he hasn't. And Americans across this country are trying to figure out why this administration has not kept his promise concerning the prosecution of the wicked or the draining of the swamp, as he continuously said. But his worshipers are so blind and so enamored by him that they worship him to their own demise. And that's the history of blind and deaf people. That's the history of how judgment falls to a nation, friends, exactly as to what you're seeing in this country. Let me go back to this because we're talking about interposition. And they are just doing their job, right? Well, let me ask you, whose fault is it? President Harry Truman said in May 1945, Nuremberg Trials, tyranny on trial it was called. He said the laws of God and of man have been violated and the guilty must not go unpunished. You know, can you imagine, we're talking about interposition here. We're talking about standing in the gap. Can you imagine if those people that did the killing for Adolf Hitler, can you imagine if they were really doing their job, there would have never been an Adolf Hitler? I want you to think about that. If they were really doing their job, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler. But instead, they just gave way to Adolf Hitler. They said no to God first. They gave way to Adolf Hitler, and they began to exterminate innocent people because Adolf said so. It was a good idea. Now, it's interestingly enough, back in 1945, as a matter of fact, during the Nuremberg trials, when the war criminals were rounded up by a world tribunal to bring forth justice concerning those who were responsible for the murder of 12 million people, okay, mainly Hitler's regime, when it was time to answer for the crimes, the accused stated that they were just doing what they were ordered to do. No, they were not. They could have been ordered to do it, but they, under God, swore an oath to God and man that they would uphold the laws of that constitutional republic of Germany, friends, where there was 80 million people. And again, if they were doing their job, they would have been standing against the tyrant that was responsible for having them kill 12 million people. Can you imagine if the people would have dealt with Adolf Hitler rather than doing their job as they resorted back to, which is a bunch of baloney? Prevention would have been better than cure, huh? Hey, America, listen to me. I just said it to you. Prevention would have been better than cure, right? Wouldn't it have been better, friends, to deal with corrupt politicians right off the bat than to let it go as far as it has? Yep, it would have. Don't blame anybody else but yourselves, because those that work for you derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Blame yourselves for what you tolerate. That's the responsible party, you, America. And there's no excuse why 325.7 million people in this country stand back and tolerate the crimes of corrupt politicians along with the corrupt CIA-controlled media. No excuse whatsoever. None whatsoever. And taking that back over to the United States of America, the Bible says that when a king sitteth in judgment, he scattereth evil. Is that what's happening? No. They're somehow being encouraged to attack this administration. And why wouldn't they? Because he hasn't actually executed the law unto judgment. So he's, in fact, encouraging those that are allegedly attacking him, which is another segment. Folks, the bottom line is they're not attacking him. They're driving support to his administration. Again, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And until you know the mind of your enemies, America, nothing's going to change. We're talking about interposition. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump insists he has every right to call on foreign leaders to investigate Joe Biden and his son.
I don't care about politics. I don't care about anything. But I do care about corruption. And to have somebody take out $1.5 billion out of China, who's totally unfit. He's unfit.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah says it's wrong and appalling for the president to urge Ukraine and China to investigate. There's now new text messages from diplomats in Ukraine revealed by former envoy Kurt Volker, which raises questions about the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Some of them indicate that a few of the diplomats were trying to get Giuliani to back off and understand that some of the information he'd been compiling from Ukrainians was questionable. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about interposition. We're talking about what's happening in America today, and I'm laying to your candor, prevention would be better than cure, wouldn't it, America? Then it's time that you get busy, because if not, we're going to be talking about another Nuremberg trial up and coming in the years ahead, in the decades ahead, friends. Everybody knows, friends, that there's something on the horizon, and everybody knows as to who the responsible party for attacking the American people is. And it's foreign to American government, period. It's just that simple. Folks, rooted in interposition, it's the calling of God which causes one to step into the gap, willingly placing himself between the oppressor and his intended victim. I mean, folks, you missed the turn on this one a long time ago, and it was before my time. When the American people started to allow the Supreme Court to commit oligarchy, where few rule over many, countering the very laws that they're supposed to uphold. I mean, here, let's just take it for one. Babies in the womb, 60 million to date. That's equivalent to 18 states in population. Folks, you've outdone what Adolf Hitler did. Remember what I said during the second segment? What Edmund Burke said? Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Good men do not allow evil to prevail. Period. Period. He was wrong when he said that. Right? So interposition is the calling of God which causes one to step up into the gap, willingly placing himself between the oppressor and his intended victim. Where are the why are the American people, from the top to the bottom, in complete disagreement with corruption in government? How is it that this many people in this country have given way to a government sanctioning murder? The purpose of government is to restrain men from breaking God's moral law. God said, thou shalt not kill. Exodus 20, Romans 13. Deuteronomy 5, the list goes on. Read Galatians 3:24 when you get a moment as well. Also, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, because the purpose of government is making reference to God's moral law, hello, the Mosaic institution, hello, and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. There's nothing righteous about a government sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb. And you know what's absolutely astounding to me? People act like the government is actually doing a good thing. They can go to sleep at night. They can trust this government. You know, here I want to show you how far you can trust this government, friends. And I'm talking about politicians. You have a Senate on the federal level and on the state level that knows, speaking of abortion, that the Planned Parenthood organizations are guilty. They've been busted on film, by the way. Selling and dissecting live babies and selling their baby parts. Just a week and a half ago, one came out and admitted that they were selling their hearts that were still palpitating. Yep. They weren't organ donating, friends. They were selling their organs, okay, of our babies. And what's interesting is the DOJ, under that devil Lynch, who took the place of that devil under Barack Hussein Obama, that AG during that time, friends, they actually charged the guy that went inside and videotaped, Eric Holder is who I'm talking about, they charged the guy that went in and exposed Planned Parenthood actually selling body parts and dissecting body parts. They charged him for illegally videotaping their crimes. This is the degree of evil that you're allowing in your government, America. How do you go to sleep at night knowing that your government sanctions the murder of the innocent? And if you look at unlawful and unconstitutional Obamacare, Article 1, Section 8, it's a complete violation of our Constitution once again. The supreme law of the land is the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. But it's interesting to note, friends, that somehow or another, they're just getting a pass to do the things that they're doing, and they're using the law against the law to justify their crimes. And the American people are trying to figure out why are they so confused? Read Daniel 9. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. You're doing it to yourself. America, you're outdoing yourself by, again, what you tolerate. We're talking about interposition. You know, and we have a government that protects those even so far as stealing away your tax dollars to pay Planned Parenthood to do and commit the crimes against our innocent that they are committing against them today. They're making you pay for it. Okay, we're talking about interposition here. Okay, they want everybody to go to hell with them, friends. Period. Read Proverbs 6:17. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And I want to say this. It's not a mercy to a nation, friends. You know, you have the church today. Oh, let's pray about abortion. Let's pray about abortion. But how about putting feet to our prayers, yeah? Right? How about protesting? How about putting a stop to this? How about actually taking care of those, and I'm talking about lawfully, I'm talking about taking care of those that sanction that which is unsanctionable in the first place concerning murder in the womb. And I was just talking about Article 1, Section 8 in Obamacare, friends. Did you know that there's actually approvals in Obamacare where they can just go ahead and genocide older people that don't want to live anymore? And of course, they're going to find a reason to get rid of them anyways. But it shows you how it's a law unto itself, and it's catching up. That generation that sowed to the wind is now reaping the wind, because what they failed to do, God is making sure it comes back on their heads as well. So it's for this generation to stand in the gap and interpose where the older generation failed. Okay? And I am not responsible for abortion. I am responsible to stand up against it and to put a stop to it. Period. Okay? And that's just one of the topics that I'm talking about today. Okay? It's also interesting to note, friends, that they are the ones alluring illegals into the United States of America that mean to decapitate you, that mean to dismember you. And it's this government that's alluring them in. And it's also interesting to note it's the same government that's trying to disarm you before those that mean to behead you. By the way, ask them. You don't have to ask me. God will see it all the way through, friends. You reap what you sow, because God is not mocked. You know, I'm so tired of hearing people talk, well, you know, we need to get these people motivated. Well, let me tell you something. Either you stand up and do what needs to be done, or else you are going to reap the firestorm. You better know it. You better know it. Everybody talks about Adolf Hitler and how bad Adolf was. Yes, he was bad. He's a devil. He's in hell where he belongs, right? Right along with his buddy George Bush Sr. and right along with his buddy Prescott Bush and all those war criminals they brought over into the United States under Project Paperclip. Yep, all that, friends. And his son's soon to join him. You can rest assured. And so can he. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. But look at how bad they are. But look at how bad the American people are for tolerating the crimes of corruption in their government concerning the 60 million that have been murdered in the womb. How does that fit? How does that truth fit your lifestyle, friends? So sick and tired of people. Oh, well, they need to be motivated. We need to move them. We need to folks, you know what? The people in this country are so fast asleep under this brand new administration. The most pro-life president ever in the history of America. Has he stopped it? Nope. Does he have the power to stop it? Yes, he does. And that might be the reason some of you worshipers of Donald Trump might want to ask the question as to why did Donald fund Planned Parenthood? Under his first $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. You might, on a global scale, by the way, you might want to ask him the question, you're the first pro-life, the most pro-life president in the history of America, but yet, why did you fund or Planned Parenthood on a global scale? Oh, we don't want to talk about that. No, we don't want to talk about that, say his worshipers, to their own demise. Oh, if anybody can do it, Donnie can. No, the fact of the matter is, friends, people are catching on to Donald Trump. And it's just taking him a little longer, as usual. It was like with Barack Hussein Obama. I told him, listen, folks, he said he meant to fundamentally transform America. And for 8 years, America, you let him transgress it 1,163 times. How much do you love your... How thankful are you for the freedoms in which you've been given? Oh, my goodness. That's another show, isn't it? Where is the love, America? Where is the gratitude, America? For the sacrifice. Holiness is the mother of gratitude, and it's the very things that Americans in this country miss the most. No gratitude. They act like somebody, like God owes them something, or their forefathers owed them something. No, they gave you the instruction manual. And it's there for all of us to read. And it's interesting, if you look at most people's Bibles today, they have enough dust on top of them where you could write the word damnation in them. I'm embarrassed for Americans in so many different ways. Interposition, again, what is it? It's the doctrine that need application in any form of doctrine. Yesterday I spent time sharing with you Trajan, William Blackstone, James Wilson, talking about human law must rest its authority ultimately upon that authority of what law, which is divine. Hey, folks, if you want God's peace, then you're going to have to do it God's way. You want to do it man's way? Look it. You have a system that's set up in this country where you can pay a couple hundred dollars to murder a baby. Isn't that crazy? Because the government said so, right? Again, foreign to American government. But you dare touch anybody, I'll tell you what. You're going to have to pay an attorney a lot of money to help you get off of your crime. And by the way, the worst thing that's going to happen is if you do end up in prison, don't worry about it. They'll rehabilitate you there too, because this is the same government that said, go ahead, you have three strikes and then you're out. They encouraged the crime. We were just in Pennsylvania, as a matter of fact. We went to the Eastern State Penitentiary, and it was interesting. It showed the crime rates in L.A. alone is 74% gang-related crimes. Can I ask you something, friends? Gang-related crimes, where did they learn that from outside of Hollywood? Where did they learn that from outside of television? And just think about it. They're encouraged to commit the crime, and then once they commit the crime, you have a system that's set up to show more compassion on the criminals than you do the victims. Whose fault is that? America, whose fault is that? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay. So this is it, right now, folks. This is the end of the line, all right? Three situations when the interposition of the lesser magistrates is needed and necessary. First, they are to oppose and resist. There's your answer right there, America. Resist. It's unlawful. Another question is when they advocate for unlawful policies which counter law, ask them where they received that delegated authority. The burden of proof is on them, not you, okay? They've got you asking the wrong questions, and because they've got you asking the wrong questions, guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, okay? First, the American people are to oppose and resist any laws or edicts from the higher authority which oppose or contradict the law or word of God. Read Romans 12:21. The church is called to be the good that overcomes the evil before Romans 13. I can get into that tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'll probably do it. Romans 13 tomorrow. Get your pastors, get your church overseers on the radio tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. We will be live. I'll be talking about Romans 13, okay? Second, they are to protect the person, property, and liberty of those who reside within their jurisdiction from tyrannical attacks by the higher authority. Okay. Well, we've seen that with the American people that are, speaking of abortion, protest abortion clinics, right? Isn't it interesting how the government stands in the gap? I want to tell you why, because it's blood money. It keeps the politicians moving. That's where that money's going to, okay? Just so you know. Thirdly, they are not to implement any laws, policies, or court opinions made by the higher authority representatives that violate or exceed the U.S. Constitution or their state constitution, and if necessary, resist them. Friends, resist them. God gave his commands for our good. He gave them because he loves us, not because he hates us. And when he says, thou shall not, that's always for our good. And by the way, when you read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, which is the seedbed to all of that, keep in mind they are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Where are they getting off that they can do what they want at will? Because of the apathy of the American people to let them do that. Okay? James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said during the Virginia resolutions, the states that are parties thereto, parties of the U.S. Constitution, have the right, we have the right, and are in duty bound to interpose for arresting, stopping, okay, putting a stop to the progress of evil. Common sense comes into play. All other authorities in the nation have no duty to bow down to whatever the Supreme Court of the United States of America has to say. And I know what you've been told, America, but again, let me reiterate the point. Those that sit on the bench, those nine unelected black-robed tyrants, they are not appointed for life, friends, outside of good behavior. Read Article 3, Section 1. Okay? And that whensoever the general government, the federal government, which is a creature of the state, not the other way around, assumes undelegated powers, its acts are unauthoritative, void, and of no force. They don't have any, they have no lawful standing to do the things that they're doing on so many fronts, America! But yet you let them do it! Wisconsin legislature in 1859 said, resolved that this assumption of jurisdiction by the federal judiciary in the said case and without process is an act of undelegated power. For them to say, we're going to take away your guns, it's undelegated power. Okay? To say, we're going to kill your baby and you pay for it and everybody's going to be guilty as us and we're all going to make that wide road to hell. Friends, it's undelegated authority. Homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, friends. To suggest that you have to succumb to them because they want to equate the word hate with the law that exposes their crime, Romans 3:20, it's undelegated authority. Illegals coming into the United States of America, friends, and them alluring them in on our dime, it's undelegated authority, which means we never gave them the authority to do the things that they're doing, period. So, if it happens, friends, then who do we have to blame? Ourselves. Ourselves. Don't say Congress should do it. Yes, they should, but they can't be trusted. Don't say that the Supreme Court should do it. Friends, they should, but they can't be trusted. Don't leave it up to this administration because what he says and what he does are two different stories, friends. He can't be trusted. Judge him by his fruit. And the list goes on across the boards. And that is exactly why Patrick Henry said we are to look at our freedoms as a jewel. Okay? We are to protect them. We are to keep our eyes on those that are supposed to represent we the people. That's where that Gadsden flag came into play. I remember seeing billboards from the time of the Revolution when government was established and they had billboards that they would carry around in protest, letting the government know that our eyes are always open and that Gadsden flag where the snake's coiled up and his mouth is open and his eyes are always on. On the guilty party or the suspected party. That's how we're supposed to treat these people. You should see how far it's gone, America. Look at Hillary Clinton. That's how far it's gone. Look at Bill Clinton. That's how far it's gone. Look at that of Barack Hussein Obama and his wife, friends. That's how far it's gone. Look at James Comey and his brother and other criminals in the FBI. That's how far it's gone. Look at how far the CIA's gone. That's how far it's gone. And there's good people in those agencies, by the way. I know some of them. We're to stand with good government. And by the way, those in government capacity that are good, they're waiting for you to help to put a stop to all of this. Wisconsin legislature, 1859, resolved that this assumption, them assuming that they can do whatever they want, and you too, America, of jurisdiction by federal judiciary because the federal government said so, in said case and without process, is an act of undelegated authority, undelegated power, okay? They're clouds with no reins. They have nothing to enforce it. Do you know how many political prisoners we have in jail today, friends, for crimes that they have not committed, but crimes that they've exposed? You should be ashamed of yourselves, America. for the political prisoners that are standing in the gap for you, that are in jail for doing the right thing, and you allowed the CIA-controlled media to go ahead and polarize them and to write stories about them to put a bad taste in the mouth of the American people when the opposite is true. If only you would look into many of these cases concerning political friends, prisoners. They're there for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. Okay? This Wisconsin legislature in 1859 goes on and says, and therefore without authority, void and of no force. They didn't derive their delegated authorities from us, friends. So why are they doing it? Resolved that the government formed by the Constitution of the United States was not the exclusive or final judge of the extent of the powers delegated to itself, but that as in all other cases of compact, and that is what the Constitution is, a compact of the various states and the federal government, among parties have no common judge, each party has an equal right to judge for itself. To judge for itself. When the Supreme Court of the United States issues an opinion, that opinion is the law of the land. If it's not agreed to the law of the land, it's not law. Okay? Obergefell is a naked judicial claim to legislative, indeed super legislative power, a claim fundamentally at odds with our system of government. Who said that? Justice Tony Scalia. Okay? Supreme Court of the United States is the final arbiter of what the Constitution and what is unconstitutional. Thomas Jefferson said in 1820, "You seem to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of all constitutional questions." He said, "A very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy." It's exactly where we're at today. It's exactly where we're at today. Thomas Jefferson, the third president, in 1820 said, "The Constitution has erected no sub or such single tribunal, knowing that to whatever hands confided with the corruption of time and party, its members would become despots, absolute power unto themselves." That's what's happened to America. It's funny how when people say, "I wonder what the Supreme Court's going to say." Hey, I don't care what they say. What does the law say? That's what they should be saying. Discover and apply. Discover and apply. Discover and apply. And if not, remove them. It applies to all of them, right? Supreme Court of the United States, all other authorities in the nation must bow down to whatsoever the Supreme Court of the United States of America issues. Absolutely not. It's their purpose to stand against them. Hey, it's called checks and balances. Hello? It's keeping them in check. Look who's on the Supreme Court, friends. My goodness, Sotomayor. She's an internationalist. Roberts, who is he? He's a total traitor to the U.S. Constitution. Friends, Obamacare, calling it a tax? Whoa, you want to talk about revisionist, friends? There's one right there. Alina Kagan never judged a case a day in her life. She was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. Before that, she was appointed to Harvard to queerify Harvard. This is who's on your Supreme Court, and whatever they say must be. Are you out of your mind? Alexander Hamilton, "The judiciary, from the nature of its functions, will always be the least dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution because it will be the least in the capacity to annoy or injure them." America, you have to rein in your government. Be the one that interposes. Love God enough and love your people and your country enough to stand up and do so, because the history of the church is, whoa, God will do it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.